Okay, we can start. Hello, my name is Genia, and today we're going to talk about mobility of virtual machines in Kubernetes clusters, and especially about storage live migration and cross-cluster live migration for your virtual machines. We will cover how and why and features and requirements, and we will see a short demo. First of all, how many of you are familiar with KubeVirt itself? Like, do you know what KubeVirt does? Yeah, most of you. Okay, for those who don't know, KubeVirt, like, we run virtual machines in Kubernetes. And how many of you are familiar with live migration when we talk about KubeVirt? Okay, okay, so let me explain. Usually when we talk about live migration in KubeVirt, we mean a compute live migration. It's been there like since the beginning of KubeVirt, and it means that your virtual machine remains running while your virtual machine instance is moving from one node to another. And one of the requirements for this type of live migration is that your VM must use a shared storage, means your VM's PVCs need to have read-write many access mode, because at some point you need to have two virt launcher pods that will be connected to the same PVC. So, and in this case, we have one VMI, virtual machine instance, that whose job is to synchronize between the source and the target, and this VMI serves as the point of truth for the synchronization. Remember this, you will need this information in 5 minutes. But I'm from the storage team, and we were like, everyone talks about live migration, but we were not invited to the party, and so we invited ourselves, and we heard feedback from customers, from users, who say, I want to live migrate my VM, but it uses some old storage with read-write once file system PVCs, but my VMs are so great, I want to keep them running. And we say, okay, we may have a solution for you. So we said we can do storage live migration. So when we do storage live migration, your VMI still moves from one node to another, but also your disk data needs to be copied from source to the target. So it means we removed, and it means that there is no point in time when you have two pods who need to use the same PVC. So it means that even if your VM has simple storage with read-write once access mode, it still can be live migrated to another node, and this will work for any combination of volume mode and access mode. So you may have a local storage with read-write once file system, and then you want to upgrade the storage, like you buy a new storage, you install it, and it has like read-write many block, you can migrate your VMs to use this new storage. So like this is helpful like when you upgrade your infrastructure, when you want to rebalance your storage, and when you want to retire your legacy storage solutions and adopt new ones. Now let me show you how would you do it, like if you want to storage live migrate one VM. So we have a user guide, you can find instructions there, but in general, you would need to update your KubeVirt CR. You may also need to add the feature gate for disk expansion. If you're using KubeVirt, most likely you already have it, because like there's very few things you can do without it. So, but these things are related to storage live migration, like rollout strategy and workload update methods. So you update your KubeVirt, you create your destination data volume with the blank source and your target storage class name. you cannot specify the storage class name. Then we will use just your whatever you have default in the cluster. And then you need to update your VM spec. Just add the update volume strategy and new PVCs or data volumes names. Once you updated your VM spec, you will see that virtual machine instance migration resource had created, and your VM is started migrating. So, and in the end, you will see that your VMI moved to another node, and you have your new PVC, and your VM is using this new PVC. And we still keep in the old PVC. You can go and clean it up like manually. And so this was about migrating one VM. Like, if you want to do it in bulk, we already have an orchestrator for that. It's available in KubeVirt. It's super fresh from the oven. You just need to install the KubeVirt migration operator. It will install the controller and all the CRDs you need. And you would just need to create migration plan. In this case, I'm showing you multi-namespace migration plan, so you can list the namespaces and the virtual machines inside those namespaces and the disks that you want to migrate. In the part of where destination PVC, you can specify the storage class name, volume mode, access mode, whatever you want, and just create the migration resource. Once you create the migration resource, the migration will start, and the migration resource will report the progress, and the plan also will show you how is it going. Okay, so we migrated our VMs to the new storage. But then it looked too simple, and we got feedback from the users who say, yeah, upgrading the storage is nice, but what if I want to move my VM to another cluster? And we are like, okay, moving to another cluster sounds like a challenge, but sounds like a very nice one and interesting one to solve. So it generally can help you with your upgrades, with your load balancing, with infrastructure consolidation. If you have multi-cluster environment, you can just easily move your VMs between the clusters. And one of use cases, like the most painful use cases, is if you have a single node cluster and you want to keep your VMs running. Without cross-cluster live migration, you wouldn't be able to do any maintenance on this single node cluster without stopping the VM. So today, with cross-cluster live migration, you can move your VM to another cluster, do whatever maintenance you want to do in your source cluster, and move it back or keep it in the new cluster. Like, so life becomes easier, and you have more options of how to keep your VMs running. So this was the why, and now let's talk about the essence of the cross-cluster live migration. So it appears that cross-cluster live migration is just a variation of storage live migration. Let me explain why. Like, you still need to move your VMI from one node to another. You still need to move your storage from the source to the target. And in this case, it just appears that your target node resides in another cluster. So we say, okay, we are simple storage guys. We see storage live migration everywhere. Let's do it across the clusters. So how we did it? Libvirt and QMU give you solutions to live migrate your compute and storage. And this is not new, and this is already used in different virtualization solutions like OpenStack, and it's used for compute live migration. But in our case, we had a problem. We didn't. We need to somehow synchronize between the source and the target, and the source and the target are not even in one cluster. Because you remember when we talk about compute live migration, you have VMI, which is one VMI, and one VMI can do it all. It can access the source, the target, and do the synchronization. So what we did, like the essentially the innovation